proclamation number 4845 dated the February 24, 1950. Composition of the soul. Miniature creation. The human being acute accent's soul is a formation consisting of inconceivably numerous miniature creations. It is effectively a composition of creations which were its past embodiments, so that it can be called the whole work of God acute accent's creation, who demonstrated his infinite love, wisdom and omnipotence in the human soul. The human being has no idea that he shelters the entire creation in his soul, but when, after the death of his body, he is able to behold himself in the spiritual kingdom, he will look with utmost reverence and love for God upon the works of wonder he finds within himself again. The soul substance of every embodiment during this process of development is gathered, and thus the individual substances of the human soul have moved through the whole of creation and now exhibit an incredible versatility. Only then will it become obvious how magnificent God's works of creation are, and his greatness, his love, wisdom and omnipotence will emerge so distinctly that all living creations remain poised in reverence and love for God who provides such immeasurable happiness to his living creations through becoming aware of his strength and the realization of himself. However, the soul requires a certain degree of maturity as to be able to behold itself. This is why it is one of the beatitudes belonging to those in the kingdom of light. Beholding the soul is part of Jesus' acute accent promise: "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, the things which I have prepared for those who love me." Single quote. Hence the soul can examine all areas. It can behold what it has never seen before, but which is undeniably present in creation. And it is aware of the fact that these wonders will never end, that constantly new formations emerge, and yet it will never tire of beholding these creations. Instead, it will want to see increasingly more and thus also become increasingly happier. The soul is something imperceptible for human senses and therefore cannot be understood either. For the person on earth, it is something spiritual. In the spiritual kingdom, however, it is the essence, it is that which animates the spiritual creations, it is the true living being in the spiritual kingdom because it is permeated by the strength of God. And thus it finds within itself every thought of God again which he shaped into a form through his strength of will. Every work of creation is a manifested thought of God. And so the human soul is an enormous work of creation in miniature, yet for people on earth it is a doubtful concept, it is something of whose existence they are not entirely convinced and which they can never prove scientifically either. Earthly people consider the soul a nothing or a questionable object. In truth, however, it is the most magnificent creation which gives evidence of God acute accent's love, wisdom and omnipotence, which glorifies him in the spiritual kingdom, which is everlasting and gives rise to constantly praising God by all those who dwell in the kingdom of light and are blessed. Amen.